You are listening to Real World News.
In Indonesia, it's quite long, yeah, maybe 100 years, but it's in Sumatra. But for in West Kalimantan, it's quite new because it started on 1997. But the massive expansive is in 2003 and 7 in West Kalimantan. So this is the situation in West Kalimantan.
Mm-hmm. How much of the territory of Indonesia is taken now by the palm oil plantations, Leli?
Yeah, for the national, based on the Sawit Watch data, it's already 13.5 million hectares of our land, but our government tried to expand until 2020. It's about 28 million hectares of palm oil expansion. I think it's quite crazy, yeah, because it's a very large scale palm oil plantation.
And Lily, what percentage of arable land represent the numbers that you are saying?
Actually, I just work in West Kalimantan. For Kalimantan, our government already issued almost 5 million hectares compared to our total area in West Kalimantan. It's almost, Kalimantan is 15 million hectares, so it's almost 30% of our total area.
Gee, it's a lot. One of the things that you are saying is this thing about the devastation of the forests of Indonesia. Tell us about that devastation, and in particular about the Kalimantan forest, the West Kalimantan forest, which is the one that you are working
in. Yeah. As you know, that Indonesia is one of highest deforestation in the world. We noted that in West Kalimantan, there are 700,000 hectares of palm oil expansion are in the forest area. So it's we noted almost every year we have a 100,000 hectare of the deforestation.
Lately, in general, monocultures are imposed in territories by violence, right? You say that the EU have identified hundreds of conflicts linked to palm oil plantations. Can you tell us about the characteristics of these conflicts?
Yeah. Based on the Sawit Watch data, it's almost 731 cases of land conflict. But for my region, especially in West Kalimantan, that we not that 124 cases until now, the land conflict in West Kalimantan. But I think it can be more because we don't know, yeah, because it's only what we have record did on the land conflict, but many people cannot report about their conflict to the NGOs or to the civil society organization.
Lily, but what represent this conflict to the communities? There are human rights violations?
Yeah. Because the conflict is talking about the land grabbing. Yeah, community conflict with the company because of the land already taking over and or comfort to the palm oil plantation. And also, it's related to the criminalization and abuses physically, yeah, to the community and also to the NGOs activists. Criminalization, most of them is about the criminalization.
Do you have some numbers about this conflict, people that are in jail?
I don't know nationally, yeah, but in my region, we know that yeah, maybe 17 person already jailed because of the land conflict. When they protest sometimes, like I only in 2011, there is my staff also beaten by the security or people who paid by the company. I think it's about the violation. It's about the violence of the conflict situation.
Lily, can you tell us about the enterprises, the corporations that are making these palm oil plantations in Indonesia? They are transnational.
Yeah. We have in West Kalimantan, we have maybe 400 company, local and national and also international company. So it's very huge number, for the company in Indonesia, especially also in Kalimantan.
Okay, and all of that is for biofuels, all of
no,
that
no. I can note it that it's all for biofuel, but most of them also for the food and vegetable, they produce it for vegetable and also for the cosmetic and something like that.
Okay. You are pointing out that this large-scale production of palm is generating impacts, especially for women. Can you explain a little bit more that for us?
Yeah, because of, especially for the woman who work with the plantation, the labor of woman labor, because they in Indonesia most of them work without the safety equipment, like they spraying chemical, they don't use the mask for that, and also about most of women worker in palm oil plantation, they are daily worker. So there is no security or guarantee about the sustainability work for the woman. And you know also that palm oil plantation already compared our traditional cultivating and our food crop plan. It become the monoculture model and become the palm oil plantation. I think in Indonesia most of a woman walk into the rice farming, so it will be impact for the woman.
You are now in Europe lately to denounce all these issues. What meetings have you been there, or what do you have planned to have, and what response have found or expect to find in your tour?
Yeah, actually, me and my friend from Sawit Watch, we came here to Europe related to the Europe biofuel policy. Yeah, because this policy, it will be impacted people in Indonesia because of the expansion. This policy drive the expansion of palm oil plantation in Indonesia.
Really, and you know what is the amount of palm oil exportations that Indonesia made to Europe in general?
From our government data, 70% of our production is in export to the world. But for the Europe, we export for 3 million ton every year.
Okay, so thank you. There is something else that you want to point out about the palm oil plantations in Indonesia, another impact that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think there is no sustainability of palm oil plantation if the substantive problem is still happen, like land grabbing, human rights violation, deforestation, and also the food sovereignty issues. It must be addressing if you want to talk about the sustainability. So for us, stop expansion for the palm oil plantation.
Okay, Lely Kernu of GEMA One from Indonesia, thank you very much for this interview, and I hope that your tour is going to be successful. So
okay.
Thank you very much again.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
You are listening to Real World News.